Welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Join us in our campaign and shenanigans as we explore the subterranean labyrinths, plunder hordes of treasure, battle legendary monsters. This podcast will be following our gaming group and the adventures of these characters, as well as a few guests from time to time. Join us as we start a new campaign and our journey to experience the best, and maybe the worst, in the 5th edition of Dungeons & Dragons.
Having traveled into the caves under the Red Brand hideout, our heroes find themselves facing a dark chasm. What horror or treasure awaits?
Well, we kind of met the horror.
Yeah. Face to face, eye to eye, so to speak.
But I got better. Okay. We're looking at the treasure.
I held her, and they were looking down at the treasure.
Not a very big mystery.
There's something glinting at the bottom of that chasm.
I may be able to help.
You
should? I'm going to try to mage hand it.
Okay. You go in there and you mage hand it?
I mage hand
it. Mage fondles it.
I get all mage hand up in that.
Okay. You're using your powers to pull the chest up that you see, and your hand's kind of faltering. How much weight can your hand carry?
Not that much.
Better lower me down on
like
a rope.
5 pounds. I think we're lower down on a rope.
Wait, let's check, because we got that sleeping spell wrong.
Yes, well, we all learn from our mistakes. Well, usually. Not always,
we still have a light coin going, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Dad and Scotty. Well, there are a lot of spells.
Right. So many spells.
Okay. You cannot... can't carry more than 10 pounds.
Okay, your hand starts to pull the chest up, and then it dissipates as the chest just rips its way through the magical hand. It's heavier than
your strong
hand.
Enough, so I'll just grab a rope and toss.
Lower me down! It's
tie a rope around
tossing.
The halfling and just
toss
her down.
So does this make a dwarf tossing? He's tossing you?
You're
going, Telda.
Okay, so as you scamper down, you see that there's a chest that's now fallen a few extra feet since the hand just couldn't hold the extra weight.
Remember, the spiders are not your friends.
Okay, so do you tie the chest off under your rope so the dwarf can pull you up?
No, I'm just going to carry it. It's only 10 pounds.
Okay.
He can pull
me up.
Okay.
It's more than
10
pounds.
Oh, it's more than 10. Still, I'm strong. Just
okay.
Because I'm small doesn't
mean
I'm
not. So go ahead and give me a quick strength check to pull up the halfling in the chest.
Yeah.
Okay, you pull her up. As the halfling gets to the edge, you just hear the chunk of this heavy chest get dropped on the edge.
I inspect the lock. Is it locked?
It is actually not locked.
Check for traps.
It's just latched.
Okay, I'm going to check for traps. What would that be in D&D 5?
That would be your sleight of hand.
My sleight of hand? Okay.
I actually have sleight.
Oh, don't forget you have the second wind you can use any time.
Mm-hmm, the fighters.
Yeah.
So is there a way I can assist her?
You can.
No, can't we all use... We can all refresh our hit dice.
Oh, I think a 20, non-natural 20 should
okay,
be
so
sufficient.
You don't think there's any traps on it. You think it's safe to open.
Okay, I'm going to open it.
But no, can anybody do that, get your hit dice back?
During a short rest, you can roll you're up to your
how
maximum
is
hit
short
dice.
Rest?
Well, basically,
can we like a 5 minute, can we take a 5 minute
Well, no, it's like
breather?
An hour break.
Oh, we can take
it
an hour.
It used to
think
be like a
it.
15 minute,
it
but
only
now
is,
it's...
It's only recently dark.
Mm-hmm.
We
but
killed
don't
the
they,
guy.
But
we
they
do it
know
in the tunnel.
They
yeah.
know, but they know that we're here.
Yeah, we did just moderate.
Oh,
we don't
know
like,
that they know we're here.
Yeah.
We're not in the basement yet.
That.
We're in the tunnel.
Remember when
you're
I shouted?
Yeah, but that was way back at the beginning of the tunnel.
That was...
That
you're,
let just let the
you're
creature
shouting,
know
let the creature know you're coming.
See, so
you don't see any signs of light. You do see light, but you don't see signs of light.
In my defense, I was trying to start a good dialogue between us.
You were trying to warn it you were coming so you wouldn't scare it and cause a encounter.
Yeah, whatever. What's in the trunk?
Okay, so as you all kind of gather around,
the
halfling pops
the
trunk up.
Things.
And inside the trunk is a smidging of coins that you estimate to be 160
silver pieces. 160
silver pieces.
That must be a smidgen.
120 gold pieces.
Ooh, okay. Creature was loaded.
You see a few gems in there, which just happen to be 5 malachite gems worth 15 gold pieces each.
Ooh.
two potions, which conveniently are listed as potions of healing.
Ooh, oh, isn't that nice? It says healing on the side.
It has a label maker.
Property of...
So how many healing potions?
That's two. A magical scroll.
Ooh. Paper? Who cares?
Is there a way I can tell what?
Sure.
You're the only one who's probably interested
in it. It's the scroll of the spell Augury.
You took my book. I'm the mage. I need the mage book.
The mage is researching. He gets inspiration.
Toss the paper.
And a plus one longsword.
Ooh.
And a silver chased scabbard. The sword is
inscribed. First of all, who can use a longsword and who wants a longsword?
It is inscribed with the name Talon on the hilt.
I have a tilde.
Yes, but that doesn't mean you couldn't have both.
It's not a name.
It's got a name?
And it has the shape of a bird of prey with outspread wings as the hilt.
Does it look
take it if nobody else wants
it. Does it look magical?
I think that your destiny.
It's a sword of destiny.
If you'd like to roll history, you might be able to find something out about that.
I am so good at history, probably. Plus three. So I roll a
d20. Oh, yeah. D20 and
I haven't played this in a while.
Okay. Too much accursed.
16?
Basically, you look at that, and Sultan goes, you know what? Talon. There was an Aldith Transdar known as the Black Hawk. He was a knight who died somewhere in this region, actually, fighting off orcs.
I will tell you all of
those. This was back when the town was there the first time before orcs slaughtered it hundreds of years ago. This sword has history.
Yes, and he died, like, defending the town.
Word is he died fighting off orcs, trying to be one of the last bastions before the orcs took out the town.
Therefore,
I'll be right back.
It is a sword of destiny and must continue, and it can help me fulfill my destiny.
Indeed, Galen, it's clearly
your
sword.
It's a heroic blade.
Yeah.
You have filled your inspiration.
That's it. What's the bonus for longsword and the damage?
Okay.
Augur is good.
And I say we take a short rest.
You're
in the cavern?
Try to take a short rest?
Or, I guess, right now,
so
yeah.
Can I have Augur explain to me?
See, we could take a short rest in the tunnel, let Jocelyn heal, because we can do a healer's kit on you.
I'm all healed.
Oh, you're all healed?
The healer kit only stabilize?
And we'd have to use it during...
For the spell of Augur... When you roll it, you do some kind of divination. Roll dice, do the sticks.
You know, get info.
Get a bowl of water.
Runes.
You do tarot cards.
Yeah.
And you receive an omen from an otherworldly entity about a specific course of action that you plan to take in the next half an hour. And basically, you get whether it's going to be good, bad, both good and bad, or... If the spirits can't really tell you anything specific, but it's got to be something happening within the next half an hour.
So I'm sure no one cares the mage is taking the paper.
It's basically a fortune-telling spell.
Okay, so back to what's the attack bonus and the damage to a longsword.
So do you say what it is, or you just read it?
I'm reading it. Okay. I'm reading it. I mean, not like to cast it.
You're just investigating the scroll, not actually using the scroll.
Imagine I'm reading the scroll, and I just look and like list off the things about Talon, and then continue back to reading.
I hope you use your new knowledge wisely, boy.
Okay.
So we're going into the tunnel to take a rest.
So you guys are
Who wants to be on watch? I'll be on watch, though, in case anyone comes along.
I'm entirely healed, so I, too, can assist with watching.
Yeah.
She's healed. Why are we taking a rest?
So, Galen.
She's all healed, then, I say. We don't need to take a rest?
Yeah. It does 1d8 slashing.
Yeah, I don't need to take a rest.
1d8 slashing.
And if you use it as a two-handed weapon, it does 1d10.
Let's go.
So you have the option of using it as a one-hander or a two-hander.
Like the real life.
And it's plus one to strike and plus one to damage.
What's its attack bonus?
Oh, it's whatever your attack bonus is? Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, pretty much it's going to be the same as your greatsword.
Oh, so plus four.
Yep. But it's plus one. So plus one of whatever your greatsword is.
So it's plus five.
Exactly. Because it gives you a magical plus one.
You and your attack bonuses.
Oh, and just to let you know, of your shares, you each get a 32 silver pieces.
Peaches.
32. And 24 gold pieces. And we each get one of the malachite gems.
Wait, 32 silver pieces?
32 silver pieces, 24 gold pieces, one malachite gem.
How many gold? Sorry?
24. 20! No! just kidding.
And the malachite's worth 15 gold
each. Yeah. So each I'm one just going to write that in.
Do I know what malachite is? It just.
Gold? It's a semi precious stone.
It's a gem.
It's a semi precious stone. Green. It's not a gem.
24.
Typically green.
Opaque.
So plus another 15.
Okay, so you guys are heading back to the cave and kind of trying to be as quiet as possible.
I am so stealthy.
Okay, are you trying? Guys, actively trying to be quiet?
I will.
Yes. So
okay.
Yes.
Let's do this again.
Okay, everybody, roll a stealth for me then.
I just love to
be
because
I'm assuming you guys don't want to be interrupted in the middle of your rest.
Unnatural 20.
I actually got a 13, excuse me.
Unnatural 20.
What did you get, Galen?
Hold on. She has to roll.
Sorry, I was busy. Oh, natural 20. Yeah, you're
so
allowed.
The rest
you don't even know I'm here. You don't know I'm here.
The rest of the group is quietly taking the rest. Then all of a sudden from the corner of the room, recovering from her wounds, you hear... As you notice that the lady has slumbered during her short rest and is snoring loudly.
She's had a rough day.
It's been a rough fight.
I'm going to go shake her awake.
I need to prepare another sleep?
Okay. Thankfully, nobody notices anything. No patrols, no nothing like that. Our dear lady, she's a bit of a snore, apparently.
Only when I've been near death.
A few times.
Near death takes a lot out of a person.
Okay, so after
literally,
you guys have taken your short rest,
blood.
If you want, you can heal up, use one of your hit die if you
and
need to.
I'm good. The delightful Thrain has healed me fully, completely. I feel quite springy.
Still not sure why.
She's a little dented.
So where do you guys...
I can't take credit for that. It was the hand of the wanderer, but I was happy to help and be his instrument.
Once
I
you
say,
guys make it back, where are you going to go next?
I say we go up these stairs right here.
Or, perhaps, we could ask which way is best.
That's true. He wants to try out his new toy. Go ahead,
you,
let him.
For Augur, you'd have to ask it a specific question, and it'll either tell you is this a good idea or a bad idea.
Oh, so you can't ask
it's
which,
a magic eight ball.
Kelly's
been here
before.
I mean, Tilda's been
can't
here
ask
before,
which
right?
Path.
Hey, that's
nope,
right.
It won't give you the glowy arrow.
Tilda knows where to go.
Yeah.
But things have changed a lot.
Things have changed a lot.
But you have an inkling of who we can start picking people
off. I know this
off.
Interior decorator of the
problem. It's been a long while, apparently.
Well, then, what would you be looking for, then? I'll let you roll a d20 and see what you remember on intel.
Okay. I don't remember much.
Well, check on intel. Do you have any intel?
So you rolled an 8 on intel.
I rolled an 8.
Can I roll?
What were you trying to? Well, no, it's because this is background material.
Can I roll?
Trying to remember where Glassstaff would be.
Well, but we don't want to go get him. I want to pick people off as we go. That way the numbers are smaller.
Say, I roll investigation to see like if like lots of footprints lead to what area.
Okay.
Because I have a +5.
Well, perhaps, Tilda, you could be so kind as to sneak ahead.
What did you roll? You rolled a 2?
I'll be happy to. It wasn't a watch.
You think there's lots of footprints everywhere. You can't really...
These
I can check out
are
the...
definitely
here, let me... I can go check out the stairs. I can do some prelim while you guys stay here.
That seems like a very admirable idea. You're much quieter than some of us might possibly be on occasion.
Stop taking my mage book.
I need it too.
Do we have more than one book for the
starter set?
I just need it for something.
Well, I thought it'd just be fun to watch them fight up with the same one. But I believe I have.
They don't.
We should buy the
player's
handbook.
Let's see if you're healing.
If you want the player's handbook, I've got one right here. If that's easier for you.
No, I'm okay.
You sure?
No, I'm not okay. I want a magic book.
Here's his obsession with book. Don't forget.
He's obsessed with knowledge.
And the priest keeps stealing my book. if it's just going out
of the book. I don't think priests could steal your book. I believe that Thrain, in his gentle fashion...
You get the bigger
stealing
book.
My book.
Is borrowing.
You get the hardbound tome.
Without telling you from
he's
an indefinite period.
He's gently stealing my book.
Priests don't steal. They just react.
So I have so many
questions. Consider it a type, maybe.
Okay. How about I sneak up these stairs right here and just take a look and listen?
Okay.
Okay. So give me a stealth.
Okay.
Oh my god, so many spells.
I got a 20. Non-natural.
So non-natural 20 for sneaking?
Yep.
You guys don't even hear her go up these stairs. It's just...
And then I say, perhaps we should send Tilda.
Don't give me the book okay. now.
Go ahead and give me a perception.
Perception.
Well, you can hold on to that one.
Oh, I don't do it.
I'll put it here.
Okay.
This is just
so
a
you're
list.
I got a 16.
Oh, no.
Okay.
We're good. Don't panic.
Okay.
Return to our vehicles.
Pause.
Okay, so what did you roll for your listening?
A 16.
A 16.
No, I have no pluses to perception.
None whatsoever?
No. Apparently, I have zero pluses in wisdom.
I'm going to listen to it while we're down here.
Do you have any languages, by the way?
For languages, I have common and halfling, as well as, of course, these can't.
Okay, while you're listening at the door, you hear a gruffle, gruffle, gruffle.
Don't think so badly of yourself.
Sound that you definitely hear some loud, burly language going on, and it sounds a lot like craw, 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 craw.
Oh, God.
It sounds
like goblins.
Like a, sort of like goblin tongue, yes.
Olá.
But you hear like almost shrieky laughter and yelling in there.
Okay, I'm gonna toddle on back and tell them I don't know what they're saying, but I'm hearing goblins.
Okay, so you're just gonna listen at this door?
No, I want to go to this
when
door
when you
too.
Come back,
okay.
So can you repeat what they said?
No.
Does that mean anything?
No.
Not really.
I'm
so you hear something? She says something like lick and dog, and it makes no sense.
What is wrong with you?
I don't speak goblin.
Go ahead and roll for listen on
okay.
the other door.
18.
18. Okay.
Harp.
While you're listening,
what
you hear a sound.
Done.
Just one sound, mind you.
Yep. You hear a. a rattling sound.
Like chains?
And, no. It sounds almost like...
Oh, like
sound.
A rattling of dice.
And then some quiet voices getting a little funny and laughing and, you know... And then you hear, I win!
Okay.
In English.
Still
in
so,
human.
Obviously there's going to be a few people in each because... Yeah.
The point is, do we want to kill goblins first or humans?
Well, if we take this place, there's no outside for people to hear.
Well, we don't know that.
If we go over here, well, we know where the room is.
Yeah,
room.
Yeah.
You know nothing yet.
Well,
nothing
no, when
there.
You come back down, I'm saying
yeah.
We know where the wall is. Whereas if you're
can
up here,
I peek through the door and see? There's keyholes. Are there keyholes?
On which door?
Both.
On both.
I want to peek through and see if
give
I can see numbers.
Give me a perception. We'll see
Jesus.
If you can make anything out.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and use my advantage.
Okay.
So that I can...
Ooh,
18.
Yeah.
Okay, so for at this door...
Uh-huh. How many, can I make out how many people in the room?
At that door, you make out... Just want to make sure I have the correct number. You see four humans sitting there rolling knuckle bones.
Okay. All right.
Playing games of chance.
Now I want to look through that door.
Okay, roll a perception.
14.
Oh, you are not good for not being very good. You see...
Hey, I resemble that remark.
Three bugbears.
Bugbears! Our favorite friends.
And they're pushing around a little dwarf and knocking it to the ground.
Dwarf?
I mean, sorry, a little goblin.
Aww.
A little goblin, and they're pushing it around.
Splug can have a playmate.
Yes.
Splug's been
and you just see them laughing as like one puts his foot on his face and makes
three
him lick the ground.
You know, those guys at the tavern never mentioned bugbears.
You know, bugbears.
You know, I don't really like the thought of bigger ones pushing little ones around. Okay, I'm going to toddle on back and tell them what I see.
Okay, give me a stealth.
I think we should put them to sleep.
I was about to say, bugbears still need to sleep.
Is an 11 good enough?
An 11's a good number.
Those are busy.
Can I spend my inspiration for her?
Nope. She runs back and she's giving you guys the skinny.
Okay. All right, this is what I see.
I didn't even realize you left. You were so silent.
No, she comes tripping down the stairs practically.
Well, do you think perhaps that the bugbears being naturally noisy, noxious creatures, the human, well, not gentlemen precisely, but the human men who are gambling might consider any scuffling in that room to just be the bugbears going about there.
That was wise, my lady.
You know, normal.
So take out the bugbears first?
Though bugbears are quite strong, I believe they still need to sleep.
I was going to say, why don't we just put that room to sleep, then go kill the humans, then we can just kill the bugbears.
Long as we've...
No, it won't last.
Yeah.
So you put them to sleep and then we kill them. Oh, this is from the lawful good girl.
That's right.
Put
them to sleep, and then we can kill them.
Tell me though.
And the salted
elf. They're evil characters, though, right?
They are monster races. If you're biased in that regard.
Well, they're doing terrible things to that poor little goblin, whom I'm sure has never done anything towards such behavior.
And if you have something so wrong with killing them, then we can tie them up.
Okay, yeah, let's do that.
Okay, let's go.
If you want to risk
my dagger slips as well. Okay, I'm done with that. What do you guys?
Good. I'm chaotic neutral.
Do you want to sneak up and do that?
Yes.
Okay, you would have to open the door to cast the spell.
So can I roll sneak?
You can roll sneak. So are you going to be going up alone?
If Tilda goes with you, she's likely to be silent.
I'll go up and I'll open the door.
Okay.
Because after all, Tilda's favorite form of plant life is the ambush.
I thought it was the dead bush.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's why she shoots bushes.
Yeah.
Ambushes.
Okay.
Which she had said before.
The little magey book?
Yes, the magey book.
May I borrow
and my stealth, I got a 23.
Looks like they're too interested in
there. The wizard doesn't even know you're there.
No, I got a 24.
All right, Zen. Sultan, give us a stealth roll.
I got a 13.
A 13? Okay.
It's good enough for her.
It's good enough, yeah.
Okay, you start preparing your spell, and I'll get ready to open the door.
Okay.
Okay.
You need to look it up again?
I do.
Tim, we want to make sure we get it right this time.
You looked it up.
There you go. 5d8 hit points worth of creatures.
Be very, very quiet. We're hunting bugbears.
That's all, folks. Guys, it just occurred to me that chewing gum might not sound so good.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to be quiet. You're not hearing me.
Okay. So,
Xander, I can hear you.
I'm not chewing gum.
I can hear it and smell it.
I think we're done.
Don't touch his gum. Apparently that's,
that's
too far.
It's weird.
For those who have seen the Dirt Duchess and the Dirt Water Fox,
don't touch me plums.
So, a natural 20 for my arcane.
Well, let's go ahead and you're going to open the door? Okay,
I'm
so.
I'm stealthily opening the door.
Right, use some adjectives.
Yes, and I did it extremely well.
So this is going to be our ambush round. The halfling slowly pushes the door open with her short sword for you, so you can. And then you cast your spell
with an unnatural 20.
Well, and see, I have oil on me, so I had oiled the hinges.
There you go.
Wait, I thought you had oil on you.
That's what it's like.
She rubs forward, and
she likes the way it feels
in a fish shape, and sand.
Okay, go ahead and roll the 5d8 to see how many hit points you can put.
Sleep, my pretties.
Poppies.
I have all the
poppies. Total, it's the Emerald City.
But usually a slot two, it's two extra.
Okay, so you're using it as your second level spell?
Yes.
Okay, don't forget to mark that off.
I will.
I just want to say, playing with you guys is so much fun.
I just want to say, I love you guys. I love you, man.
I love you, awesome nerd.
Okay, so how many hit dice is that going to be then?
Who?
Okay, these aren't the right dice, ready? You took are ubiquity dice.
Oh.
I was going to say, that's a lot of ones.
We only have ones and zeros.
Here, how many? 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 How many
didn't know. Okay.
So check to see what it is at second level then, because remember the five
plus two.
Here. Plus 2d8?
Yes.
So it's 7d8?
Yes. We're ponying up the...
Oh, well, let him use his. Okay. Okay. We don't. Thank you.
So now, it's like, if one thing, one thing we have plenty of, people,
so
it's
so you need
dice.
Two more?
You can never have too much dice.
I know.
And they must match.
And we coordinate delightfully. I try and have a color scheme.
Yes.
The cool...
Oh,
that's so much better.
Oh, wow. 8, 16. I'm going to write this down. 7.
Okay, that 7's going to fall off.
7, 14, so that's...
you should have a piece of scratch paper.
I got some more
pieces
of scratch paper.
Here, we have more scratch paper, if need be.
30, 30.
You can't game without extra paper.
Or do you want a calculator?
49.
49? 4D9? I didn't know they make a D9.
Technically, there is no D9.
No.
It would be very strange.
Okay, as you cast
it's
your
flat.
Spell... Your sand goes flicking out, and you know as you look, this bugbear falls to the ground, and the goblin, for a second, looks up at you, and then just falls to the ground. And these two bugbear just stare and look at you and go, "Wah!"
Okay, now
we got
roll initiative.
49, and it only got two of them.
We all can roll initiative because.
Yep,
that,
yep. Everybody
yeah,
roll
yeah.
initiative.
We'll get us over there.
That is not my fault.
Oh my goodness. I have a good initiative roll. I don't even
I got
know
a
what
natural
to do.
One.
What?
Ooh,
13.
One. 20.
A whopping 7.
20.
14.
It wasn't as good as the DPS who are about to get their heads
handed to them.
How much
health do bugbears have?
Remember that one you fought pretty much
yes.
as a group and you all went after that one? There's three of these in this room.
Well, two now.
Okay. Cool.
There's still three.
So draw them out or they're going to wake the other bugbear.
Okay. Gary, what'd you get?
I got a...
Yeah, but if we
we'll just run down the stairs.
A one?
Well, if we just run down the stairs, they'll...
Yes.
Maybe we can push them in the cavern.
Run down
the
stairs.
Perfect.
Okay.
No, I'll take a pot shot and run. I can do that.
Perfect.
You can take a pot shot and run, depending on your...
Tilda makes a pot shot
we get a
and
surprise.
Makes a very rude gesture. And...
Okay. So, we
can
aim... She's
your tongue at me, so...
Bite my thumb.
So, does that mean you're gonna move here?
No.
Take your shot
well,
and
I was the one opening the door.
You
I'm
were right here,
now.
Though. You're right there.
She pulls up in her low rider.
I'm gonna take part of my movement.
Okay.
Shoot.
Okay.
Okay.
Which one of these two are you gonna shoot at?
This one.
That one? Okay.
Uh-huh. Alrighty. Oh, is a 12 good enough to hit?
12 is not good enough to hit. It just
still, I got his attention.
Sticks in his shoulder pad on his leather armor.
And then I flip him up and I run down the stairs.
And the
okay.
bugbear's still going.
So where are you gonna go? Remember, speed is what 25 or 30? And you already moved one, so don't forget that. Okay. Okay. So that was. That was 14. Tilda. Next is the bugbears.
Oh, crap.
You left me. You left me.
I'm going
so,
to cover it.
Not.
Hopefully he'll be following
well,
me.
So,
he's
no,
a squishy cloth mage.
Most of my healing spells have a 16.
So the first bugbear is going to harshly step on his sleeping
oh,
compatriot.
Yes. This did not go as planned.
This
oh.
went so badly.
So quickly.
And he looks at Sultan and says, "You're not Glassstaff." And he's bringing
you should
his...
say, yes, I am.
He's bringing his Morningstar down on you.
How do you know? Us elves all look alike.
He's a human.
Yeah.
Glassstaff is human.
I'm a human. Cover the ears.
22 to strike.
Oh! I'm
no!
Dead.
No!
You're
just
not dead.
I know, I'm saying I'm almost dead.
Let's roll for damage. Maybe
just
it'll be less than the
no,
static
no, no.
damage.
Oh no, Sultan.
12.
Yeah, I have
1 hit
point.
As... You
he's
guys look down the hallway. You just see this Morningstar coming out of the doorway, just smacking the elf in the face, and just elf blood
this
flying against the far wall.
No,
I was hoping he'd
If it's any consolation, maybe they'll think you're dead.
If you're mashing.
I think you should just collapse.
He's got one hit point left, which means he's still conscious.
You should. Collapse.
And this one's going to get right there going, what's going on? And he's going to shake the sleeping compatriot away.
Oh, okay. I knew that was going to happen.
Okay. Sultan, it is your turn.
Run.
If I run, they're going to get a hit on me.
You can go pure defense while you move and get plus two.
No, he rolled a 20. My armor class is 12.
Okay.
Anyway.
We never know.
He did roll very, very high.
He rolled an 18, I mean.
Okay, fine. I'll do that.
So you're going to go pure defense, which will give you plus two to all your defenses.
And then run.
And then,
no.
Okay, what's your speed?
30.
Okay, he will take a swing on you.
You lie! You lie!
Oh,
come on!
Okay, that is
okay.
Well, you're not dead. You're just at zero hit points, and as he turns, you guys see the elf's body come flopping down the stairs, and it just hits the last rung, and as it does, his spell book flops open in his hand.
Is that the normal effect of his spell?
No.
Okay. Lady Coraline, what do you do?
Well, it seems that my plan has gone awry. So I shall leap forth over the bodies
of
my companions.
Stop moving me.
How far up would you like to go?
Just, you know, not
just in front of the elf?
Right.
You just move.
I'm assuming you're the one with this. That's good
Wait
for you.
Wait a minute. You don't. Okay. He doesn't have her character.
Oh, okay.
That's good for you.
That's me.
Gary.
That's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Unless you want to switch.
Nope.
No,
okay.
That's good.
Okay. So you were protecting the elf's gushing corpse. Now, he has, now, unfortunately, the elf has this huge bloody mar on the back of his head to match the one.
Run, you said. You rolled high, you said.
He rolled the same number, unfortunately.
Oh.
Two 18s. What are the odds?
Well, very low, actually.
Yeah.
And then I shall point Matilda at the bugbear and say, "You, sir, are a rude lout." And I do not approve of your body armor nor your body odor. Pick on someone more your own size category. And I'll brandish my axe.
In an intimidating manner.
Yes.
Okay.
So can she just ready? Is that what she's doing?
Yes. Yeah, you can basically ready if
I'm
one
ready.
Comes that you swing.
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm very ready. I'm ready to swing.
Okay.
And possibly die, but you know.
But it's for the cause.
I have no shield.
Why did we try to help the villagers?
Okay. Galen the Gallant, it is your turn.
I had a 7. I'm the next one, really?
Yeah.
What did you roll, Rain?
1.
Oh.
I actually rolled 0.
Do I have line of sight?
No, they have not left their doorway yet.
Okay, so there's no...
Just ready.
I'm just readying.
Get right over here.
Okay.
Yeah. Or you could go and pull him away from the... Well, I thought you were pulling him.
Somebody has to pull him.
I'll pull
or
him.
I can't kill him.
Because
can
I'm
him?
More ready with my
you
bow.
You can pull him if you'd like.
And put him off to the side so that he's not in the line of fire.
Well, on your turn, you can.
Yeah.
Okay,
my turn, right?
Yep.
Okay, I actually don't need contact for this.
It's a spell.
Yay.
And next time you won't be so angry with the dwarf stealing your toe, will you?
Okay, so, Wanderer, I doubt his path led to his end here. Excellent.
Ooh, the Wanderer likes you wanting to heal the elf.
He should be 4 plus 3. That's 7 points. And then I might got some else.
Thank
points.
The Wanderer.
Yay, Wanderer.
I think
okay.
we're going to
yeah,
be converted to Wanderer
so, yep.
Worship.
Well, we all know that Ogham was just pretending to be the Wanderer. <and Naomi>.
Okay, are you moving anywhere?
Yeah, I will move like right here.
Right there.
So I can't
okay.
really go anywhere.
Alrighty, so we're
well,
back
I
at the top of the
over,
order.
Okay.
Well, you
so,
need
Nimble Nick.
Okay, I can't
gonna,
see them either.
You gonna drag him?
Drag him out.
I'm gonna drag him
off
give
to
me
that.
A strength check.
We need to draw them into here.
I'm at 8 health.
Oh, good. Good. That's
okay.
12.
You grab him and you're over here, guys.
You throw the elf.
I'm assuming you are not throwing him into the chasm.
No, no.
Dispose of the body while we can. Okay. So then it's going to go to the big ugly's turn. This one.
Because I'm loyal
going
to my friends.
Because you're loyal.
She totally doesn't run away.
To your friends.
Hey,
this,
I was hoping that we'd
this bugbear is going to come out, and you had your ready action, so you can go ahead and take it.
And perhaps I'd actually roll with some
and does
decency.
That mean since she was ready too, she can take a pot shot as well?
She'll be...
Not very well.
Better not be a one.
No. It's a 12.
Nope.
12. As you come out, he sticks up his shield and your axe just chinks into his shield, not hitting
but
him.
But Kiri can shoot.
He has a
and
shield.
And Galen.
I have no shield. This is terrible.
All right, we're going to shoot the arrow.
Whizzing past the dwarf. I mean, whizzing past the,
yeah.
our lady fighter.
That is, hold on, an 18.
An 18? Ooh. That will hit.
Yes.
Go ahead and roll damage.
Roll damage.
Woo!
Big bucks, no whammy.
Can we use the Savage World's exploding die roll?
that'll be 4 piercing.
Yay! Okay, so as your axe hits into his shield and arrow comes flying and zipping into his other arm. Okay, but he is going to swing on you.
Exactly. Well,
after I did my that would that have taken both my move, or can I do part of it and come back?
No, he's heavier than you.
You pretty much would have been moving at half your speed dragging. Okay, so the bugbear is going to swing on our lady.
Better miss.
And
damn it.
That will be an 18.
That just hit.
Why?
Okay.
Why do you roll so well?
It will be a 11
total
points.
Party kills. It's
gonna be. Good. I'm so glad that you healed me before.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Wait, the base damage is 11? And so you rolled to negate that and did 12 to me. Do you hate me?
I was trying to get lower because it's 2d8. How are we going to beat 11? The dice didn't like you today. Okay, and the second one is going to be brazen. It's just going to barge right past you or try
if
to
we
at
live,
least.
Definitely the stupidly dare.
Are you going to try to take an attack of opportunity as soon as it gets out of your range?
Yes, I
don't want
to
take
attack of opportunity.
Okay.
Is that just regular
D20? Why did we have
yeah,
to
it's
going to
be just
now?
A regular swing of your weapon. Mm-hmm.
How is that?
Why did they have to be bugbears?
A 15 does
they
not
never
hit.
Said anything about bugbears.
Why did someone have to combine
and
a bug
and don't forget to check
bear.
Your bonus actions on the back for second level, because you do have some bonus actions.
Oh, so I can do an action surge on my... And that's an extra...
Mm-hmm. Made bugbears.
So when it's my... Is this
dark god.
On my turn?
On your turn, yeah.
Okay.
So just remember, because this fight, you guys are going to want to use all your tricks, I'm just going
to
say.
Can our new quest be to kill whoever created bugbears?
No.
It can be.
I want to burn him.
You want to kill the orc god? The
yes.
God.
Well, let's get back to our game.
Okay. So this one's going to be getting back on its feet going, what happened? And he's going to be grabbing his equipment.
Do we get to the end of the round?
Nope, not yet. This is just the folks that had initiative 17.
Okay.
All right, next we have Xander.
So I'm
spell.
Good or not?
You're fine.
You have 8
hit points. I'm assuming you wanted to get up for your move.
But my best damaging is going to hurt you guys too, so I'll just do magic missile on him.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anything
move back
will help
here.
At this point.
Okay.
So you can
straight line of sight.
Yes.
You don't want to be shooting at disadvantage and all.
Okay. So.
We are stupidly daring.
18.
Woo! That will hit.
Okay. So it's 3d4.
What's the damage?
You got a bonus.
Do you want 3D?
I'm good. I can move this multiple times.
Okay.
So, 1, of course. 4. 7 plus 1, 8.
8 points?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, your measuring missile flies out, chinks into its side. Okay, and now it is going to be our lady's turn.
So, I'm down to 5 hit points. Would it behoove me to heal myself? With my action surge.
It's up to you. Which would you like to do? Because the action surge can also be used for an attack, right?
Right. So I can attack. I can take an additional action on top of my regular action.
Okay.
and a possible
bonus. Do you have your second wind?
But I can't use burning
hands. I could do my second wind.
Which is an action.
Mm-hmm. And a possible bonus action. This is actually kind of strange wording.
Yeah, the action surge is your bonus action, basically.
Well, which would make sense, except, I mean, I hate to quibble. On your turn, you can take one additional action on top of your regular action and a possible bonus action.
If you have any additional.
Oh, okay. Because Mike says the same thing, and I asked about that, too. I'm like, what's the bonus action?
Because say you were to, like, multi-class fighter rogue. Oh. Rogue gets the dash, dodge, hide.
Disengage.
Disengage.
All right, very good.
Dash, disengage.
So I'm going to...
So I could have dashed back.
Beat at the one in front of me.
Okay.
And miss... Because all of my dice hate me today.
Would you like something to roll on? Some more solid
beauty?
What better dice?
You can roll on the magical box of good dice.
Less
it either rolls good or it rolls off the table.
Less evil enemies.
Good. And then...
Act of God, maybe, to help us here?
He's probably used all of his healing abilities on...
I think he has just one left.
All right, well, I'm going to heal myself because really if
action
I go down...
The healing surge?
Yeah. So.
You do have the potions, too, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, that's right. We have potions.
Somebody toss me a potion.
Can I see the book?
Yeah. I think we have to wait on our turn to do that.
No, I think...
I'm assuming the fighter in her wise ways would have taken
one
of the potions.
The first two that we got, she was one
you
of
You have a potion.
I have a potion.
Yes, you have one conveniently located, probably tied to your belt, so you can just grab and have one of your ladies in waiting to feed to you if need be.
Yes, yes. Chi-Chi will feed me a potion.
I didn't think we brought the ladies in waiting.
We didn't, but she had it conveniently located where they could grab it.
Each one has slightly less HP than 49.
Because
I could only affect one and the gnome.
And the goblin.
And I
had
49.
Yeah, there's something like a good TPK.
And I had 49.
I know, I haven't been to one in ages.
I know that we
all... I don't want... I have faith in us.
Jim. I know we all want to play a curse, but I think we could have wrapped up this story like in a better way.
A potion of healing will give you back 2d4 plus 2.
Oh, yeah, don't forget we have potions.
2d4 plus...
Plus 2.
If I die, though,
so,
I do have a cousin.
So 5 plus.
All
identical. Right. No, I have a destiny!
So Lady Corlin swung her axe and missed, and then in her other hand, shotgunned a healing potion.
So do I still get to... Was that my action?
That would be your action, yeah.
So what are the rules as playing as a ghost?
Does anybody have resurrect?
Right.
Okay, so it is now the Lady Gallant. Gallant?
Galen the Gallant, yes.
What are you going to do?
Is that guy blocking my line of sight?
This guy?
Yeah.
You can shoot this guy or you can shoot this guy.
What if shooting the guy in front of me, is that going to cause a penalty?
No.
You're going to do more damage. Corlin.
And don't forget, you've got your action surge as well.
I'm going to shoot at this one, and then I'm going to shoot at that one.
Are you sure you don't want to... These guys are very tough. Very...
Just
shoot
hard.
One at...
Remember the
okay,
one...
Okay, shoot two.
Remember the
one
at the cave that you guys all fired on and all went after and he dropped?
I'm shooting the one attacking Lady Corlin.
Okay,
I'm not saying they're healthy. I'm just saying I rolled a 49 and only affected one.
And I'm using my
inspiration.
Okay.
And I'm doing an action surge.
So you're going to... Well, go ahead and roll this one, then you can do your action surge after.
19.
Okay.
For that one?
Well, that's without the base. That's just the base.
That's just... Oh,
okay,
19
that
plus...
Will hit.
Yeah, wait.
19 or better is good.
19...
It's down
what's
by your weapon.
Yeah, I'm working on it. 26.
26?
Their
that definitely
has
hits.
To be, I think
okay.
Is 18 or higher.
So roll for damage.
Ooh, that's right.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
It's definitely over 15 and 18 hits, so.
Metagamers.
Four again.
Okay, now what are you going to do with your action? You're going to use your action surge?
Yes, I'm going
so
to
you're
use
shoot
my
again?
Action surge. I'm going to shoot again.
Okay.
That'll be 18.
That'll hit. Go for roll for damage.
Just want to say I had a great time adventuring with all of you.
Plus
3,
so
9.
9 points of damage, yes.
Okay.
So, total, I've caused at least 13 points of damage on this guy. Total, cumulatively.
What if bugbears were the main characters all along?
Okay.
I think where's the random encounter?
Lord Dwarf.
Mind blown.
Okay, so...
And what are you doing back
there? My maul.
Okay.
So that's 16.
16? That will definitely hit.
Unfortunately, horrible damage.
We now know the magic number, I think.
So 5 points of bashing damage.
5 points of bashing damage?
Yeah, the spells I don't have to worry about.
Okay. And that brings us back to the top of the initiative order, so...
Woo! Save us!
Nibble Nick?
Can I shoot from where I am to hit this guy?
You can shoot from where you are. Okay. And you do have an ally adjacent to the target, correct?
I'm going to... he can't target.
Well, you didn't hide, so you're not hiding. But remember your ability if you have an ally within...
Okay, so then sneak attack. Once per turn when you hit a creature of dexterity base, such as... you have the advantage of the attack on the roll. You can deal an extra 1d6 on the target. Okay. If you don't need advantage, if another enemy of the target is within 5 feet of it, except if it is incapacitated.
Basically, if your friends are within 5 feet of it, you get a sneak attack.
So
you have definitely a few friends located right next to it.
Yes, you do. You know what? Screw it. I'm using advantage.
Oh, and Carrie, did you want to move, by the way, since you're right in front of it, or no? Or...
Don't
I think the dwarf's
him.
Got his attention.
I'm counting on Thrain having
don't believe
his attention.
His lies about moving.
But this way I'm in a
position.
Woohoo!
Two 19s!
I definitely hit.
Okay. So
she used to have a shield.
And don't forget to do your sneak attack damage.
Okay.
If I had a shield.
Yeah, 1d, I'm rolling 2d6. Okay.
I'm gonna stay in my position because that way
okay,
I had an advantage to
that
attack
is
either.
9 points of damage, piercing.
Wow. Okay, all of a sudden, arrow comes shooting out of nowhere and hits him in the neck. Doesn't kill him, but he's got this gushing wound
and I'm
oozing blood down his armor.
And I'm hiding.
Roll for your stealth.
What's...
If you're doing your bonus stealth, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta actually roll stealth for that.
He's at
17.
Okay.
That's without my
behind bonus. This little stalactite, you... in stealth behind
it. Ninja vanish. Ninja
okay.
Vanish.
So, unfortunately, it is the bugbear's turn.
Of course it is.
Unfortunately.
But I'm here blocking the hole in my body if I have to.
This bugbear is going to swing on Lady Coraline.
He's going to miss. Damn it.
Stop doing that.
Will a 19 hit you?
Yes.
Okay.
Anything 17 and above hits me.
8 points damage.
Stop doing that!
I'm still alive!
Barely. Somebody toss for another healing potion.
And this one will swing on the dwarf.
Me, okay. 17 or above.
Damn it. Okay,
it.
Switch dice. Now.
Here, I think you should really
okay.
have this one.
I'm switching. Okay, oh, is that the stinky dice?
It's one of my
here's
stinky
hoping.
Dices.
Damn it, he's got
11 points.
Oh. Switch that dice too!
Oh, no. Cam, can you help us? This traveler dude's really showing you up right now.
And then this one is going to come out and take a look at what's going on here.
Total. Okay, this is not going to end well for us.
I still have faith!
I think we're dead.
Don't
I
give
have a
up!
Destiny.
Xander! You have line of sight of all these people.
But unfortunately...
But all of my allies are in the way. You set up situations where I'll have to kill all of them.
Well, dude, remember...
What are you going to do?
Well, what if... Okay. What if he held action and told Lady Coraline to run and then you shoot?
That's what he's going to do.
Yeah, but then... No. She tries to disengage, she's going to get
if she tried running, Carrie, she'd get an attack of opportunity with this one
and
one with that.
Yeah, right.
Remember what happened to Xander when he ran?
Yeah.
Sometimes attack of opportunity.
Just going to use Ray of Frost.
What if she just
nothing?
Yeah. Nothing. You have unlimited cosmic power.
Oh, he's awesome.
In the immediate living space.
Is unlimited 3?
Well,
okay,
cantrip.
Limited.
Okay.
Well, it's almost lunchtime anyway. If this goes
so. Okay, so what are you going to do?
I'm using Ray of Frost, but I can't.
On
I'm
which
sorry,
one?
So just let's die quickly.
The one in front of
you. The one in front of you? Okay.
No, I'm looking for the Pope because
I
this
like
is a
Tilda.
Huge...
Use
the
little.
Where's the
I
little
can
one?
Get...
Can I give it back?
Let's put this way, I can get away.
Put it on the ground.
Jeez.
You don't have resurrect.
No, I don't.
I will probably use my second wind on this coming turn. I'm really just blocking. I'm just taking their shots. While you all kill the other one.
And
kill
then
the
she's taking healing potion have, shots.
I
think
I have still have my second wind too.
When we called you a meat shield, we didn't mean it in mission, you know. Yeah. Literally.
Well, I have a
she'll hand
note.
Over the roll as soon as she's dead to the
okay.
next one.
Yes. Yeah, that's how it goes.
So Ray of Frost.
Can I?
Let's say, yeah.
No, can I spell
you're gonna
that?
Take, you're going to use advantage?
That.
Yeah, let's say that.
It's a horrible d20, by the way. It's one of those squirrely...
19.
19? That will hit?
It's
what's the damage?
No, I'm not...
It's squirrely.
It's d8.
8! Woo. 8?
Woo. Isn't it plus 1 because of your...
No.
Plus? Okay.
No.
It's just straight d8?
I'm almost positive.
It is not.
It is not?
I have this character. So I know. It's not plus 1. Plus one when I use it as
and
a second
here,
spell,
I
and that's
all
this
time
oh, yeah.
drawing
up. All right, so your frostbolt shoots out, hits, and does some damage. What's the additional? He's what, half speed or
half, like 15 movement speed.
He loses 15.
Yeah.
Or he's at half.
Half
or he's
speed.
Like 10 less or something.
Look. Real fast. And its speed is reduced by 10 feet until the start of my next turn.
Okay. Alrighty, and that brings us to Lady Corlan.
Well, I know my job. I'm going right. to take my second wind, so that's 2d10, correct?
Correct.
I hope my d10 like me more than my ridiculous d20s. Oh, look! 10
points!
I'm back to
you
12!
Take a quick breather and I got this.
So, listeners, all we need to do is survive is for you to believe. Clap your hands if you believe.
and remind Lady Corlan to buy a freaking shield when she's back in the city. Because this whole, like, using my breastplate as a shield is not actually working.
Well,
you have a two-handed weapon, though, don't you?
I do have a two-handed
weapon.
Then you
have to give
shield,
up the two-handed weapon.
Well, I think Matilda's going into retirement.
You
did
can strap
you
her to your back.
Hey, you should take the longsword.
And use a shield.
And use a
longsword.
Shield.
Well, perhaps we will have a discussion.
Okay, if we survive, let's survive first. All
right.
Matilda's retirement home will be the... will
now
be
we
space.
Know why there's always
Galen
total party wipes in this thing.
Galen the Galen. What are you going to do? Now remember, you are standing adjacent to this guy, which means if you shoot your bow, you're rolling a disadvantage.
Not only
shoot
if I'm shooting
this
him.
Guy. Then.
No, if you're shooting the bow next to an enemy, you're at a disadvantage.
Imagine you're in combat with this guy.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
don't
yeah.
like this.
In old school D&D, it would have been he gets an attack of opportunity every time you try.
Just stab him in the face with your new big sword.
With my new long sword?
Yes.
Drop the bow and stab him.
But again, if you move away...
All right, we're
going to
do the stabby cut.
Okay, so...
Use both hands.
You stick your bow out, all awesome drummer style, and drop as your other hand's drawing the sword.
I imagine out. This bugbear is like filled with arrows
okay.
and covered with like frost.
More like I put it to the side so nobody steps on it while whipping out my sword. Do we
okay.
get stunt dice for that? No.
Wrong game.
Go ahead and roll your strike.
Alrighty.
Wouldn't it be cool if we were like this party with teamwork?
What are you talking about? It's
is that a
19?
No, it's a 15 plus 19. With
that will hit. Go ahead and roll for damage.
Stab it in the face.
Stabby, stabby, cut, cut.
Stabby, stabby, cut, cut. All
you have
right.
faith that you could do this. You
stab.
Could. You have faith.
Oh, wait. Stab through the...
I hear the listeners clapping their hands.
Stab.
I can hear it too.
Stab through the frost and push an arrow into it.
It is...
Oh,
wait. It's a 20, actually, to hit. So
a natural 20, yeah.
But, so that's...
And you're
going to
give
a plus 1.
Plus your modifier, plus a plus 1, because it's a magical sword.
So, wait. A long sword with two hands is a D8, then?
It's a D10, Carrie.
Yeah,
remember,
it's a D10.
If you...
Why is she holding a D10 on her? A D4?
No, you need to roll a D10. Okay.
Roll a
D10. All right.
Roll a D10.
Did you
roll
it with? Did you swing with one hand or with both hands?
She might as well swing with
both hands.
Then it's a D10. You got to remember that. It's a versatile weapon.
Okay.
7 plus
8 points of damage.
Do you have a strength modifier?
Yeah, you have a strength modifier.
Oh, never mind.
Hold on. Wait.
Carrie,
strength,
look
over
right
here
where it says strength.
Carrie, strength right here.
2. She's got 2.
I didn't know I could use a strength modifier.
That's what this weapon uses. So two.
So that's
carry. That's carry.
What this yeah. Okay. Okay. Carry. That's.
What did you roll?
You have 10
7, so that's plus 3.
7,
so
8, 9, 10.
Yeah.
So and as you swing your longsword, you take this bugbear's head clean off.
We're not out of the woods yet.
And it goes tumbling to the ground, landing on top of your bow. Oh,
but our
damn him!
But our meat dead! Like, our meat wall?
Yes, but you've got two coming
I'm
at you.
I'm still alive!
No, the first one's taking a lot of damage.
I know. So whose turn is it?
Okay, so it is now going to be our dwarf's turn.
Ah, bear the mark of doing. Sacred flame over my shoulder to that guy.
This one?
The
most damaged
one
or the one that's pristine?
See, your fire magic doesn't affect your allies.
Nope. Mine does. But it's just one bolt. He has to make
yeah,
a deck
yeah, that's because you're
throw.
Actually more
okay.
Uber magic-wise.
Against
you know.
My...
My sleep spell disagree.
Hey,
13.
Question.
13? He does not make it.
Yes,
better yet, he kind of jumped up into the heavens to embrace the fire.
That dice is so evil.
No, let the GM have it.
I know. It's just terrible
points
dice.
Of radiant damage.
This, the cindering burns that come across him, it just, he practically falls to one knee. He's taking so much damage. He's like, holy crap.
He's like, this is not how my day was supposed to go. Who are these people?
Ours either. Oh, but that means she can back up now.
Right.
Okay.
That's because she can run out of the way
so
and we can let loose the right.
We're now getting at the top of the order. So, Nimbleneck, it is your turn.
Okay, I'm going to come over here and I'm going to shoot the big one.
If you shoot this one, by the way, you can use sneak attack. He's
going to probably die.
Kill him off first.
Okay, I'm going to shoot him. That way, and that way she can step away without being...
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
She can run
no
away
attack
with
a tough opportunity.
And the other bugbear will follow.
Well, remember the initiative order, love. They go after you.
Shnikey.
Well, they can come after me.
So shoot him.
Kill the big bad right now.
19! And that's without my bonus.
That will hit.
Stuff.
Go ahead and roll your damage.
I don't mind being the meat shield.
Okay, so that would be... Oh my, okay, so that's 7 points, but oh my god, 10 points of damage!
Yay!
Her arrow comes flying out, whizzing past your ear, your a little flock of hair wiggles out as the arrow hits it dead in the throat and it just falls over dead.
And I'm gonna hide again.
Okay, roll your stealth.
I think she should get a bonus because she whispered that.
Yes,
very
okay.
Stealth-like.
Okay, unfortunately,
Ninja
the
bitch.
Next bugbear is going to kick his friend's corpse out of the way and step forward for the challenger. He was the leader, and he doesn't like that he was put to sleep. Got stepped on. He still feels a foot in the back of the head.
He took damage for that then, didn't he?
No.
One.
Fine.
Wait, a bugbear stepping on your head does not do damage.
He was asleep and you rolled with it.
He took one point of damage.
Sure.
Good.
Okay.
Can the goblin wake up and stab him in the back?
That would be
someone would have had to jostle the goblin.
Can the goblin be a plus?
And
be like a super
this is probably
the bugbear is going to swing on you, Lady Coraline.
He's going to miss.
Of course he will.
But I'm rolling the evil d20 now.
Yeah, but will it stay evil?
Pretty evil.
I'm assuming a 14 will not hit.
Yes!
He swings his morning star so hard it misses you, and it hits the wall and chips bricks.
But she's surprised and paused for a second because she's been hit so frequently. Well, that's what it's like. Okay.
It's kind of a stagger. Oh,
stagger,
he's swinging
cool,
at me.
Cool. Was it cool,
stagger, stagger,
or stagger,
cool, stagger? Xander, it is Sultan's turn.
My allies are still in the way.
Well, you know.
You
so I'm just going to do a ray of frost.
Just, yes.
Okay.
Stop.
Go ahead and roll.
Him down.
It's, bush. It's important. All the way from Egypt.
I'm actually, it's the bush.
It's the bush.
It is so not the bush.
What did you roll?
Crap.
Roll a different dice for
what did he roll? Did
he
roll a
one?
Roll the damage.
Really?
It's like, come on! Can't we get a break here?
Would you like to roll this d20?
Please roll low on your damage. I'm all that stands between you and death.
Shit.
What did you roll? What's the damage? As you dodged that morning star, you feel a cold...
This
reaching
so
pain shoot through your back As you take how much damage?
Seven
points of damage.
I'm still alive!
As your spine is tingling.
Sorted! We shall have words after this.
We're going to go need rest in the top.
Uh-oh, that was rather loud.
Okay.
They apparently, one of the guys went, "Aha, Yahtzee!"
The blood in my eyes is blinding me.
Okay, Lady Coralyn.
Fine. I shall smite at the terrible bugbear in front of me.
Smite him! Smite him! Smite him, Hoffman.
That looks like a 20 to me.
Yes! So that was my plan all along. The so frost enhances you.
It's damage plus one extra die for the damage. So whatever the weapon does, which I believe is a d10.
It's a d12.
D12? You rolled two d12.
See, Akam blessed you with his frost.
Oh, shit. 25 points of damage.
Oh, please.
Basically,
oh, please.
You have embraced your fighter spirit. When that ice spell hits you, your eyes just instantly bloodshotted, and you tightened your grip on Matilda, and you thought the salted elf was in front of you, and you swung! You swung!
Yes, I did!
To ensure your ancestors hurt his ancestors. And you slice into this bugbear, and a gouge has just been opened up in its chest. It's still alive.
Of course it is.
The thing of life is barely clinging to this body before you.
So then whose turn is it next? Mine.
My turn.
It is now.
I'm lost.
You're well.
Galen the Galen.
I'm going to go up and hit him with the sword.
Unfortunately, you can't because of the hallway.
Oh. But you can. She can walk up, right?
She would be right here. She'd be out of reach.
I can reach him.
Well, on your turn.
Well, yeah.
You could shoot him with your bow.
She dropped
her bow. Yeah, but bow's underneath the other bugbear. It better not be broken.
It's not broken. You can
limit it.
You know this.
Yeah, I'm kind of limited. I'm going to get the bugbear off my bow.
Okay, so you're going to retrieve your bow.
Okay, I could either heal you or sacred flame.
Lord Dwarf.
Kill it.
Okay.
Kill it. Yell it.
Sacred flame, deck saving throw.
Okay, versus 13.
I love that dice now.
You love that dice in my hands.
Yes, I do.
He rolls a measly 9 to his deck save.
He takes 3 points of damage.
And all of a sudden, Lady Coraline, after you sliced him open, heavenly fire descends from nowhere and bathes him. So where he's standing in front of you with his shield and morning star, he just looks up and he almost smiles. It's this heavenly fire just emaciates the
No, he
body.
Does not smile. He screams in
and,
pain.
No, he doesn't.
You
don't want him screaming in pain, remember?
Hey, no, it wasn't his spell. He doesn't get to say what happens to it.
And it just drops to the knee, its knees silently as you see its eyes burn out and it just falls to the ground.
Well, you know.
Let's dump these bodies in the ravine and go rest.
I see my family tradition carries on.
Okay.
Okay.
Woo, 14.
Okay.
Retreat.
Oof, this is a close one.
I'm going to run and
I can't believe we survived three bugbears.
Okay, we are going to drag the bodies down.
There is a bugbear lying there.
The goblin, you mean?
We'll get to the goblin.
He's sleeping. He's
no, he's not.
The goblin is sleeping.
Well, let's just tell
everyone
him,
else
dump
is
the
dead.
Bodies. We'll go into the other room, smack the goblin around, ask him some questions.
Can we take
a rest?
Yes,
we shall rest.
I'm going to loot the bodies as we're
okay, so first, we'll stay in order of initiative here. So.
Then it's my turn.
Yep.
Sorry,
what are you going to do?
I'm
going to
loot the bodies.
Okay. So which body are you going to loot for?
The one that's closest to me.
The one that's being pushed off by Galen the Galen?
Yeah,
before,
I want to loot them before they go into the chasm.
All right.
What are you using for weapons, like giant?
Morning stars. Large morning stars. Okay, then we've got Xander. What are you going to do?
Retrieve my toe.
Okay.
It's just like,
it never left your hand.
Oh, it didn't?
Even though you were unconscious, you had a death grip on it. But it opened up to a page on afterlife.
I will pet him and love him.
I'm just
going to call him George.
All of that experience because of no knowledge.
Oh,
and I want inspiration.
And I'm giving her my one of the healing potions from the chest.
Wait, is that your turn yet?
I'm going to write how my second near death experience felt.
Okay.
We have to replace the
Lady Corlin, what are you going to do?
Well, I do believe I will step back. And,
are you going to be quiet about it?
Oh, yeah.
Not?
Yes. I will be as quiet
give me
as
a stealth.
Possible.
And
I will be quiet!
You tiptoe back going, ow.
I like
ow.
This box.
See, the box is nice.
See,
it
I
gives
roll
base
this,
when you roll on it.
Flat.
And I will
I'm sure I have a flagon somewhere on my person, so I shall fortify myself with some of the family vintage.
Okay. Galen, what are you going to do?
Knocking that guy over into the chasm.
Looting him first.
Oh, looting him first.
Well, you're already looting him. Oh, okay. So basically, as you're pilfering through its pockets, she's dragging it to the chasm. Give me a quick strength roll.
We have to pay for repairs.
Because they are big brutes.
Yes. My arm is looking.
15 plus. Okay, 17. So as you're standing on it, going through its pockets, she's dragging it to the chasm to throw it in.
But what did it get off of him?
Nothing, actually. For some reason, it didn't even have a change pouch on it.
Bastard!
Okay.
Maybe back in the room, duh.
I know, but...
I am not particularly stealthy, so okay. I'm going to heal you for 10 points of damage.
Oh, you are a delight, sir. I'm almost back to normal.
Okay. We're going to take a rest in a minute, so...
Yeah, okay, yeah. So where
I say
are,
we rest in the room.
Where are you so going to aim to rest, though? That's
the
question.
In
the
room. Okay. Or maybe we should bring some of the bodies back in there to scare the heck out of the goblin.
Yeah, actually, would it be easier to bring
the
body?
No.
Okay.
It's bad enough that there's blood in the hallway. Let's just...
Basically, I will say you guys do that. You get to the room.
And we're going
to... As the door's about to be closed, we'll give them one last check to see if they heard you guys.
Okay.
You should use the brown dice.
Yeah. Use the brown dice.
I put the good dice down. Okay.
Fate can change.
The table gives me better rolls.
Gosh darn it!
And just as you're closing the door, oi! What are you goblins doing out there?
Let's be goblin. Bluff them.
Yeah, but guys, there's blood and carnage all over the hallway that wasn't there before.
And I have -2. I have a -2 deceit.
Just tell him that we've been beating up.
Goblin games. It's none of your business.
We've been torturing the prisoner.
I'll give you a deceit roll. Let's see what you roll.
Roll big.
I mean, because I read my book, I should have gotten an inspiration, so I would have used that now, but I didn't, so I can't use that.
What did it get?
I need to roll again.
11.
11?
Should have gotten an inspiration. I could have used that to get me a
roll. We'll give him an intel roll, see how stupid he is.
Oh, he's very stupid.
Well, keep it down, you goblins! And he slams the door and gets back to the game. As one of the last things you hear is, you better not have taken any of my coins off that table.
Okay,
so you guys taking a long or a short
long
rest?
Long rest, but I'm searching the room.
Okay.
So what comes back at a long break?
At a long break, you guys get... you basically can roll as many of your hit dice back as you need.
Okay.
And...
So, Xander has 2 hit dice. I have 2 hit dice.
And I'm going to trust the goblin.
14, I'm back.
Here, let me see the book again.
Xander,
may I see the book? The little one, not the big one.
The little one?
Yeah. At the end, you regain all lost hit points. The character regains spent hit dice up to the number of dice of half their level. So if you're level 2, you get 1 of your hit dice back.
Okay, we only... Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
so we only roll 1.
Yeah, no, you don't need to roll any. You get all your hit dice back.
So if my hit dice is 8, I get 8 back.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, you get all your hit points
back. I get 16 back.
And you get 1 of your hit dice back.
Got it.
Woohoo! Okay, we're going to...
Which you can use for second wins.
Yeah, we're definitely...
And...
Got it. You can use hit dice for second wins, right?
Yep.
Yes.
And you guys get back any spells that require, I believe your action surge requires a long rest to get back.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
And your spells, I believe, refresh.
And this is...
Cool. My spells are...
And, as NimbleNick said, this is
a good
place...
to take a break.
Yay!
Thank you for listening. And thank you for clapping at home to let them survive.
Thank you.
Like, seriously, I don't know how we survived.
They were clapping for us. I feel it.
It was luck.
And if
luck.
You wanted us to die. No, I'm very lucky. It says right here.
You are lucky.
And I have a destiny after all. It was my destiny that saved us.
Let's be honest. It was Ogham wanting us to survive to give him more knowledge.
There you go.
No, we just had a really damn good cleric. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, a member of the Creative Play and Podcast Network. And remember, be careful out there. There be dragons about.